Okay, today's daf is Nun Tes. We'll pick it up on Nun Ches on the base, a few lines up from the bottom, for Omer Reish Lakish. My dichsiv oved adam also yisbal lochem. So the person who works, who's oved the land, will have plenty of bread to eat. Im osa adam atmo ke eved la adamo, if a person makes himself into an eved towards the earth, then yisbal lechem, he'll have food to eat, meaning it's a lot of hard work. But if he does not make himself into an Eved, then he will not have what to eat. It's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisod Torah explains that the Lechem here is a mashal for the learning Torah. Like the Meiri has this also, that it's if you work hard, you know, yagati umatzati, you have to put in some a melus in Torah, and then you'll be zoicha to it. So with Rambam Hilchos Yisod Torah says that the nigla aspect of it, shas and poskim, that's called the lechem, and he calls the nister, kabbalah, kisveri, that would be like the yayin of the Torah. Okay, now three lines up from the bottom. Va'omrish lakish nochu shashavas chayiv misa. A non-Jew who keeps Shabbos is chayv misa. So how do you know? Because the pasuk says in Parshas Noach, Shneamar v'yom v'layla lo yishbosu. The day and night will not stop, right? They won't rest. So we learn that the Bnei Noach cannot take a day of rest, right? V'omer mar azhor shelhen zuhi misosan. The warning is it itself. Omer Ravina afilu sheni b'Shabbos. Even if the Ben Noach wants to pick a different day of the week, he can't do that. He can't make, Monday or Tuesday his Shabbos. So just like the seasons won't stop, so people shouldn't stop from working. Why is that so bad? What's the danger in a non-Jew keeping Shabbos? So traditionally, there really weren't that many types of divisions of Jews. Nowadays, we have labels, right? The joke is labels are for cans. But you have your Orthodox, you have your Modern Orthodox, you have your Ultra-Orthodox, you have your Conservative, Reform, Reconstructionist, Karl Bach, whatever category you have. But back in the day, there was just two labels. There was Shomer Shabbos, and there was Mechalel Shabbos. Shabbos was the definition, it was the central focal point. In fact, it's the only one of the rituals that's mentioned in the Seiros HaDibros, is Shabbos. Shabbos defines a Yid. So if you see somebody out there, could be a non-Jew, if they're keeping Shabbos, that might lead, the way the Meiri explains, to you thinking that they're Jewish. And if they're Jewish, you're going to start learning from them, so therefore that's why there is such a prohibition against them keeping Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, okay, you have such a, they're chayv misa, so then the Gemara says, one second, so then, v'lich sheve gabe sheva mitzvos, this should be one of their sheva mitzvos. So the Gemara answers, no. Ki kachoshiv sheva atase, kum ase lo kachoshiv. So, Sheva al tase is not the only negative ones. Don't do this. Don't eat Avim and Achai. Don't have Gili Arayis. But a Kumba ase, that's not counted. So one second, Yavis Kasha is now on the top of Nun Testament Aleph. V'hadinin, you have laws setting up. That's Kumba asehu. You have a positive mitzvah to set up courts. The Kochoshiv, that's counted. So you can't tell me, no, we only count the negative mitzvahs. So Kum ase v'sheva al tase ninhu. No, really, dinim is both. There's a mitzvah asay to it, and there's also a mitzvah lo sasay to it as well. So the Rambam, when discussing this, he actually puts two halachas together. He links the halacha of a goy learning Torah and a goy keeping Shabbos. He puts them together, that there's some sort of connection between them. Someone explained that just like Shabbos is a special relationship between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like a husband and wife, so a third party does not belong there. So too, Torah is a special, unique relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore an outsider shouldn't stick their nose in where they don't belong. Okay, says the Gemara now, V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, Nochri ha'osek b'Torah chayv misa. So if a non-Jew wants to be osek, not learning, but osek, involved, occupied, like the Taz learns in Hilchos, he learns that la sok b'Torah means to make it like an asek, make it like your business, and a good businessman is always thinking of ways to improve his product, ways to make more of a profit. So too, we should also be thinking about ways to improve in Talmud Torah. So it says, A non-Jew who is osik b'Torah is chayv misa. Shneimar Torah tziv lanu Moshe morasha, lanu morasha v'lo lahem. That what Moshe gave us is our inheritance, but it's for us and not for them. So the Gemara asks the same kasha just did by Shabbos. Selich shvei bog gabi seven mitzvahs, counted as one of their seven mitzvahs. So yeah, it is. Man the omer morasha, the one who learns that the word in the pasuk of Torah tziv lanu is Moshe morasha. So migzal kol gazale, marsh means inheritance. So if a non-Jew is stealing, they're robbing from us our inheritance. Someone will learn because they'll maybe say chidushei Torah. Man de omer ma'orosa with a samich, so then not morasha with a shin, but a samich. Dinu kinar hamorosa skila. So yeah, then it's not hamorosa. That's like a punishment of skila. So it is. You know, it's either way you learn. Either way you learn the word, it's still one of the Sheva Mitzvahs that a non-Jew is commanded in. So Neisve, Kashon Rabbi Yochanan, Hayru Mer Omer, Mer said the following, Minayin Shefilu Nochri HaOisek B'Torah Shehu K'Kohen Gadol. How do you know if a non-Jew learns Torah, he's like a Kohen Gadol? Sounds like the opposite extreme. We just went Rabbi Yochanan, he's Chayv Misa, and Rabbi Mer says he's a Kohen Gadol. So where does that come from? Shnei Amar, Asher Yaseh Osam Ha'odom. A person will do them, V'chai Behem. Right? He'll live with them. The Torah mitzvahs. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim lo nemar. It doesn't say Kohanim Levim Yisraelim will do the mitzvahs v'chai behem el ha'adam. Halamadatos comes to teach me. Shafilu nochri ha'oisek b'Torah harehu k'kohen gadol. So then even if a non-Jew would learn Torah, he's like the Kohen Gadol. So that's a kasha, right? It's not only that it's not he's allowed to, it's very praiseworthy. He's at the highest level. Spitz avoid is the Kohen Gadol. So hosam no b'sheva mitzvahs didhu. Over there, that he's learning his Sheva Mitzvahs. Rashi explains, Sheva Mitzvahs didhu, oskin behilchos oson Sheva Mitzvahs lios bekiin bahen. He becomes an expert, he knows his halachas. And we explain there really wasn't 70, perhaps it's 30, it's just seven categories, really, which would include 30s. There's what to do. We sped over a few days ago the Ramban, that in the mitzvah of dinim includes basically all of Chosh and Mishpat, so it's very expansive. So the guy is sitting and learning, he's learning what to do. The Mefarshim point out over here, there's a Gemara in Chagig on Yod Gimel, it says, Ein Mosrin Divei Torah La'akum, that you can't be giving them over to them. So they ask Akasha, how could you teach Torah in a public format where a non-Jew might be listening to it? At a college lecture on a secular campus, so if a person's a firm professor and they're teaching Torah concepts, they have Jews, they have non-Jews in the classroom. Or you know, in Yonah the Yoma, you're uploading a Daf Yomi Shir onto YU Torah. A non-Jew can click on it as well, and they could learn the Daf. You know, someone actually told a story, I forget who I heard it from, but he walked into a Starbucks, and he saw an individual who, by their appearance, was clearly a non-Jew, and they were sitting with an art scroll Gemara. So this rabbi went over to him and said, you know, excuse me, I see you're sitting here with your art scroll. The guy said, yeah, it's so interesting. See, here he was, a non-Jew, he was just sitting and learning, I don't know if he's doing the Daf Yomi, but whatever it was, he was learning from the art scroll. So how can you do that? So the Mefarshim point out, no, it's not an Isser of Ein Moistrin Divrei Torah La'akum, because it's like by the Nazir. The Halach is by a Nazir, I can't give him a glass of wine directly. If he's on the other side of the river, and the only way, metaphorically, he can get it is by crossing the river and coming to me, it's fine. But if he's on the same side of the river as the glass of wine, and I also brought, so he doesn't have to get it from me, he can get it from anybody else. So who had Dinami over here? The non-Jew could get Torah from anywhere. So the fact that I'm putting it out in a public forum is not necessarily a violation of the Gemara in Chagiga. The opposite, we would encourage non-Jews to learn about their Sheva Mitzvahs. I think we spoke about from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that was one of his mitzvah campaigns in 1980, was to actively go out and teach non-Jews about their basic universal moral code. Okay, Vayit in the Gemara now. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, Af Adam min Achai. So a ben noach is also prohibited to have dam from a live animal. Tanur bonen, ach boser benafsho damalo sochelu. That the boser of the flesh of the with its dam you shouldn't eat. Ze evra minachai. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Omer af hadam minachai. You're not allowed to have the dam as well. So my time in the Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. What's the reasoning behind it? So Koribe, he learned the pasuk boser benafsho lo sochel. Dama binafsho lo sochel. So he learns that there's two separate isurim. There's one of basur and there's one of dam. V'rabonon, right? They only learn that there's one. Sahu lemishrei shrotzim hudo asa. That's coming to teach that a sheretz is allowed to, because there the dam is not considered to be like a separate part of the basar. Similarly, like this, you have to be strong and not eat the dam. So it's a whole machloikis in the Rishonim. Was dam something that was appetizing or not? According to some, that it was, and it was a real taiva back then, so then it was limited. Others say no. If I don't have any desire to eat dam, and I need a chizik for this, I'm gonna get schar for that. So al achas kama v'kama, how much more so when I have a taiva to do something for gezel, versus taiva for arayas, and I refrain from that. So how much more I need chizik of that? How much more schar I'm gonna get? Says the Gemara, rak chazak levilti ochol hadam ze ev menachai. Kiadam hu nefesh ze dam menachai. So that's a raya for the opinion of Rabbi Chinya ben Gamliel. And the Gemara admits the next line, v'rabon and hudam hakoza. So that's coming to tell that there's no prohibition against dam hakoza. That's bloodletting, very common occurrence back in the times of Chazal. They thought it was healthy to do bloodletting. So lamli the michtav l'vnei noach, lamli the mishnei v'sinai. So why was it written by the b'nei noach, and then why was it repeated again? Again, of Avram and Achai. Why is it repeated again? And if it's at heart, if it was already said to them, so then the Jews are also b'nei noach. So any mitzvah that was said first to Bnei Noach and repeat again applies to both this group and that group, meaning Jews and non-Jews. But if it was only said over to Bnei Noach and was not chazered over and said a second time, so then it only applies to Jews and not to Bnei Noach. V'anu ein lanu gid el gid hanasha v'alibid Rebbe Yehuda. So, explaining why there's a machloikis in Chulin, I think in Daf Kuf, about Rabbi Yehuda, what would be the din if a person ate gid hanoshe from a non-kosher animal? So, is that an additional iser besides eating the treif? So, the Rabbanu hold no. There's only one iser of treif, and the Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, there's two. There's the regular treif, and there's also the gid hanoshe. There's a Rashi, then where it's down, it's wide. So Rashi says a chiddush over here in Dibra Hamask Libel Rabbi Yehuda. In the middle of it says, "B'sinai nemru v'lo lehem, ella shenichta b'makoyim v'acher matan Torah kosu Moshe b'makom hamaisa al ha'osid leida me'ezet tam nesor lehem." So it was like edited in later on. It was put where it was, but really it was coming from Har Sinai. So it's like you have parts with the Git Hanoshe, make a perak embraces perak lamed beis. Omer Mar, Kol mitzvah shenemar levnei Noach v'nishneis v'sinai v'lazeh nemru. So anything was repeated again is both for Jews and for non-Jews. So adarabah, one second, I'll tell you the opposite. V'nishneis v'sinai, from the fact it was said over a second time, that's l'Yisrael nemru v'lo levnei Noach, right? That's coming to me, that's only for them. V'nishnei oydav avodah zar v'sinai. No, you see from the fact that the Torah offers idol worship at Har Sinai, so you see that a goy would also be punished for it. So you see that any mitzvah that was repeated was again for both Jews and non-Jews. If it was said only for the Bnei Noach and not repeated again, so for that means it was only for the Jews and not for the Bnei Noach. One second, Adra, I will tell you the opposite. The opposite svar, I can tell you. It should only be for the Bnei Noach and not for the Jews. There's nothing. It's like a statement. I said it's a question, but there's nothing that would be mutter for a Jew to do, but osir for a goy. Velo, one second. Hare yifas Torah, right? There's yifas Torah that there's a heter, right? For a goy to do that, it's prohibited, but for a Jew there is the unique heter only in that case of the yifas Torah. So no, hosam mishum delav bnei kivish ninu. No, over there, because the Bnei Noach aren't Bnei Kibush. They're not authorized. They don't have a heter to fight the wars. So therefore, since Bnei Yifas Torah is only within the context of Melchama, and they're not Shaykh Leparsha, they don't have the heter of... That's why. It's unique to us. Okay. V'hare pachos mishav pruta. Okay, what about stealing less than a pruta? So we said over from the Chinuch that these are shiurim. And all shiurim are halach l'moshe m'sinai. They're shaykh just to Jews. So Hosim Mishum De La B'nei Mechila Ninu. It's the same Teretz. They're not B'nei Mechila. So therefore, even for a non-Jew to take such a small amount of Pachas Misheva Pruta, that would be Gezel, right? But we would be Mevater. We would be Moichel on that small amount. Kol Mitzvah Shenemar Livnei Norach V'nishnes V'sinai L'zeh L'zeh Nemar. Any Mitzvah was said over Har Sinai. I'm sorry, the Bnei Noach, I'm going to repeat again, Har Sinai, so it's both Jewish and non-Jews are subject to that. And on Amud Beis, V'harei Mila, Shinemro Levnei Noach, Dechziv Ata Es Brisi Tishmor, right? That's by Avraham, who is not yet, again, discussion in Yuma as to what mitzvahs the Avos kept, but he has the Din of a Ben Noach. V'nishneis B'sinai, V'yom HaShemini in Yumo, right? Later on, it says over in Parsha Shemini, V'Yisrael Nemro V'lo Levnei Noach. So that comes to say that it's only for the Jews and not for Bnei Noach. So who the Mishri Shabbos who do also? No, that's coming to tell me a chiddush that you could even do the Bris Milah on Shabbos. Bayom afilu b'Shabbos. So therefore, the mitzvah really wasn't repeated a second time. It's just to add a new prat within it, right? That we wouldn't take a gezerah. No, you can't do a Hilchus Shabbos overrides Milah. So no, this is a special inclusion that we would do a Bris again only if it's a bo bayom. If, for example, it's a nidche. Or Yotzei Doifin, so those would not be Doicha Shabbos, and the drasha of the Yom Afilu B'Shabbos would not apply. V'hare Priya V'Riviya, right? Pruvu. Shne'emar L'Vnei Noach, says by them, D'chziv Atem Pruvu. You have a mitzvah to be fruitful and multiply. Nishnei Shbesinai, when said afterwards as well, Lech Emer Lehem Shuvu Lachem L'Ahalechem, right? So L'Yisrael Nemru V'lo L'Vnei Kot Noach. So this was just for the Jewish people. It's interesting. Didn't have a chance to say it over. Yesterday's daf was talking about the Gersh Nisgayer. So we just assume as a Dover Poshit that the Gersh Nisgayer Kikotin Shinola Domi. So what's the source for that? So you have a Balaturim in the Torah, he writes in Parshas Kiseitze that it says Ger Yosom. So it doesn't say Ger Vi Yosom. So from the fact you see there's not two separate categories, that a Ger is like a Yosom, that's the source that the Balaturim wants to learn for the halacha of Gersh Nisgayer. Is like a brand new child, and we said yesterday they're not really they're not related to their relatives, but we don't want a non-Jewish brother and sister. They both convert and then they can get married because they're not related to each other. You came from a lighter level to a more strict level, so therefore, oh, the opposite. I'm sorry, from a stricter to a lighter. Yeah, kala. So for Durabon, and we say that the brother and sister, even though they're not halachically related, they can't get married. It doesn't look nice. But over here on this pasuk, right, the Gemara is quoting now. There's a meshech chachma, and the pasuk of Leich Emel Lehem Shuvu Lachem Lahalem. Why do you go back to? I mean, Ohel means your wife to go back to them. So that's where the meshech chachma learns in the Racharonim. He finds that's the source for this concept of that a ger shenisgayer is like a kot, and they're not related to their relatives. That's what had to be a special heter to tell them to go back. The Gemara says, one second. Now that's coming to tell you a different vort. That if you have a Dover Shibbe Minyan, right, that the Sanhedrin votes on something, Nimnum Bagomrus, therefore you have to have a basin of the same level to go back and what's it called? Repeal it. So there is a Tosfos. It's quoting this Gemara, but let's go back. The Tosfos is back on Nun Vav. Nun Vav Amud Beis. No, I'm sorry, where is it? It's Ardaf. Puruvu. I can't find the Tosfos. Why am I blinking? Alright, I'm sorry. If I find it, we'll say it over later. But Tosfos was talking about Puruvu. How about where the women, whether they link it to anybody who's within the concept of Puruvu, has the Isra of Hashchachos Zera. I don't see the Tosfos. One more place. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's on our daf. It's the top Tosfos, Puruvu. So the third line. Demish mitzave al Puruvivya mitzave shlo Hashchachos Zera. So that's the equation Tosfos makes. I knew it was here. Okay. So there's a whole discussion about the Hashchachos Zera. That there is a link, there's a Ramban in Maseches Nida that denies the link. He says there's a connection to it, but not necessarily is Haba Hatalia, as Tosfos once done on our daf. This comes up a lot of times in Poskim will quote this for fertility treatments in other areas as well. Okay, Vayit in the Gemara, Ihochi. Right, so now again, the Gemara is talking about the Sheva Mitzvahs. So if you're going to say that there's an added Chiddush, and that's the reason why the Sheva Mitzvahs were given to Bnei Noach, but they're repeated, Kol Chada V'Chada Nami Neimim Mishum Milsa Isne. There's a new Chiddush for all of them. So Hachi Kamer. So it's like this, Azhara Mihader Misno Bo Lamali. So what do I need to have the warning to the Bnei Noach, and then to repeat the prohibition, right? If the whole thing for it was just to teach me an additional halacha, so then you don't have to repeat it in actually as an azhara, right? Lo sirtzach, right? Okay, etc. So you see out from the fact that the entire azhara is repeated, not just this new detail that the Gemara wants to say. You see, it applies both to Jews and non-Jews. Ve'ein lanu ela git anasha bilvad. But we said only have the but you had extras, right? We just said you had Peruvu, we had Mila, right? So Hani Isne Lishum Milsa Ba'alma. There's something Chiddush, but Ha Lo Lisnu Klal. But the other ones of Peruvu and Mila, there wasn't really any Chiddush saying over. New Teretz Vibay Seima Mila Meikor La Avram Hu Deko Mazile Rachmana. Really, it wasn't given over, it's just to Avram. Va'ata is brisi tishmor, ata v'zarecha acharecha l'dorasam. You and all of your children for all generations. Ata v'zarecha in. In shachrini, lo. I mean, it's just you, but not anybody else. Elameata, one second, if that's what you're going to learn out, so then we have to figure this out, because Avram had Yitzchak and he had a Yishmoel. So the B'nai Yishmoel l'chayvu. So then B'nai Yishmoel should be, Zimur says, ki b'Yitzchak yikari l'chazera, with Yitzchak will be called, right? B'nai Yitzchak, it's a miyat. So then, Bnei Esav lechayvu. So then, okay, but Yitzchak, one of Yitzchak's sons was Esav. So B'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. No, just with some of Yitzchak, right? The bays that he comes with, that's to be might that not all of Yitzchak's children, only Yaakov. So Maskiv lo Rav Oshia elameata Bnei Keturah lo chayvu. So then, the Bnei Keturah, who was Abraham's second wife, they shouldn't be chayiv. No, I'm Rabbi Yossi bar Avin the Itema, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, as Brisi Hefer l'Rabos Bnei Keturah. No, as Brisi Hefer, to be Mefer means to break the bris. He broke my covenant. So that comes to show that the Bnei Keturah were in fact Chayiv in this. Where's the Rashi over here? Bnei Keturah, he takes it literally. Oson Shisha Shinoldu l'Avraham. Those six sons who were born through with Avram and Keturah. Hein Asmam Lo lechayvu, the name Hashda de lo mal Avram kol bonav shahayu lo bechayev. So according to the Rashi, it's only those six. There's a Rambam in the Perek Yud Lachaches that he says no for future generations as well. Machlok is Rashi and Rambam. Oh, but the Rambam writes it's on the eighth day. Yeah, interesting. I don't think the Arabs do it on the eighth day. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, Adam Harishon lohuta lo bosa lachila. Really, Adam Harishon was not allowed to eat meat. Dechsiv lachem ye loachlu lechol chayas haaretz velo chayas haaretz lachem. So the vort is that they're allowed to eat this. You could eat the you can't eat a chaya, meaning that you could eat the thing but not the chaya. This is actually the Tosos. That's right. Okay, so Tosos now on Nun Vav. This is it. Tosus on Nun Vav Amud Beis quotes our Gemara. Tosus says the second one on the Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis Achatochalo Evin Achai V'Hadar Min Lekamen. Our Gemara Nun Tes Amud Beis to Lo Hotu Lo Adam Harishon Basar Lechila, that Adam was not allowed to eat Basar. Hayne Lahamis Lechila, to kill it and to eat it. Avamesa Me'aleha Sharia. So Tosus makes a chiluk and says if the animal died on its own, then Adam could have reached it. But the difference is you couldn't actually go out and kill the animal. That's how Tosus works out our Gemara with. But it said back on Nun Vav. Okay, Shabo b'nei Noach lahat hitu lehem. But then the b'nei Noach, Hashem gave them a heter to eat meat. They could have a barbecue. Shneemar ki yerek esev nesati lochem eskol. Right, the yerek, the grass, the green herbs. I've given you everything. So Yoch, you would have thought lo yehi evam in achai nohigbo. You would have thought that there's no problem with them eating evam in achai. So Talmud Omer ach bosu b'nafsho domelo sochelu. No, the boser, the when it's dumb, that you can't have. Yochel afli shrotzim, because I would have thought that applies to shrotzim as well. Talmud loimer ach. No, the ach is a miyat. It comes that shrotzim are not included in this. my Talmudah. So what's the limud? How do you get this out? How do you derive it? Amrav Huna Dama. The Pasuk says it's dam. Misha Dama Cholik Bi Bisaro. The one that has the dam and blood, the basar and the dam is separate. Yotze Shratim, to exclude Shratim, She'ein Damam L'Cholok Mi Besarim. Because the Shratim, these animals, their blood is not considered to be a separate from the actual flesh, from their meat. Meis Ve'el Aski Akasher, Uradu B'digas Hayam. You rule over the fish of the sea. My Lav L'Achila, doesn't it mean it's a heter to eat the fish? No, Lo, the Malacha. You could do Malacha with a fish. So what kind of Malacha are you going to do with a fish? Don't worry, the Gemara has a case. The dog of the malacha in who? One second, is a fish new malacha in? Yeah. Kid Rachova, the boy Rachova. Rachova had the following question. Hinhig be'iza v'shibuta mai. If you had a goat and a shibuta, shibuta is like a big fish. Now you would have like a long harness or something. You'd hook up the fish in the water and you have the goat walking along the side. It's a very far-fetched case, but would that be an isser of a kiloim, of having the two of them work together? But you see, just from the question that Rechava asked, you see that there is at least a havamin in it, right, of doing malacha. You could do a malacha with a fish. So tashma, lancer, be'of hashamayim. The pasuk says you'll rule over the birds that are in shamayim. My lav lachila. So doesn't that mean that they're allowed to eat it? Lo la malacha. No, again, it's not a heter for Adam to eat them. It's only a heter to do malacha with the fish. With the birds. So they ask the same question. For ofus b'nei malacha ninhu? What? You have a heter? What kind of labor? What kind of malacha can you do with birds? In kideboy rabba bar Rav Huna. Yeah, Rabba Huna is a kasha. Dosh ba'avozin v'tarnagolim. If you did dosh, you threshed with geese and with some roosters, chickens. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, my, what would the halacha be? Right? So it's a whole discussion about how the animals travel. Maybe if it works on both its hands and its feet, like an ox, or maybe it only works on its hind legs. So would that prohibition of working them together apply? So Tashma, uvechol chaya haromesis al haaretz, with any creeping thing on the earth. No, that's talking about a nachash, that a nachash was able to do malacha when it was created. The Tanya, Bryce says like this, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, it says the following, Chaval Shamash Gadol Sh'av Min Ha'olam. Woe is to us about this great waiter, Shamash, this great servant that was lost from the world. What's the thing? She'il Mali Lo Niskalil Nachash, if the nachash hadn't been cursed, everyone would have two good snakes that would come to him and help him. One he would send to the north, and the other one he would send to the south. Lahavi lo san dabonim tovim, type of good stones. Vavonim tovos umargilos, right? And you bring pearls. Vilo od, and not only that, elish shemaf. Shilin Ritsua Tachas Zanavo, he could be able to put a strap on the tail of the snake, Omotzi Bo Offer Viginoso Lachubaso, and he'd be able to rebuild his gardens that were destroyed. So you see a riot from here that snakes were in fact capable of doing labor, and woe is to us to the fact that we've lost these great types of servants. Okay, we'll stop here today in Mitzvah. Tomorrow's daf, Samach, will discuss more of the Nachash in Gan Eden.